Well, you worked all over. All different companies.
What about your school? What schools did you attend?
Fort Garry, Sabertown School at that time. Mm-hmm. That's the only school that I went to.
And what grade did you attain?
Grade 9. And from there, I quit and I joined the Army in 1939.
Do you recall what date?
September the 20th. No, September the 9th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, September the 9th, 1939.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about your training on the page after you joined?
Training? All of it.
What type of training did you do?
Machine guns. Vickers machine guns, Brennan's, and Lewis.
And how long did you remain in Winnipeg?
1939 to 1940.
And where did you go?
Down to Jamaica.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about the trip down there, like how you traveled down there? Was it boat, train, plane?
From here to Halifax by train, and from Halifax to Jamaica by, let's see, the boat, I forget the name of the boat. Because it'll suck. Later.
And, what was life like in Jamaica?
Oh, very good.
Can you give me a bit about your daily routine, or was there a daily routine?
Daily routine is training. Equipment, internment camp guard duties. Training up at Newcastle. Ship's guard duty. And washing dishes and everything else when they're CB to the barracks.
What company were you in?
C Company.
And what rank?
Private.
Okay. What type of training was done at Newcastle?
Infantry. Marching and everything else.
And how long did you remain down there?
Oh, you change off about, no, it was about a month. Month up there and a month back at the bottom.
And when did you come back to Winnipeg?
Got back here in 1941. Oh, you got me. One day.
That's okay. And you were given leave when you returned to Winnipeg?
Yeah, we had, it was about a week or 2 weeks leave when we got back to Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. And we drew our new uniforms and everything, new equipment. Now we're shipped out again.
What were your feelings at this time when you were going, they put you on a train going towards Vancouver? You didn't know where you were going.
Well, it didn't make much difference to me. I enjoyed it.
Was there any dissatisfaction with this on the train, do you recall?
Well, somewhat. Some of the boys were the jumped a ship at Vancouver and they were left behind.
What was it, or what happened when you did board the boat in Vancouver? You went right from the train to the boat, did you?
From the train to the boat and right across to Hong Kong. Stopped in the Philippines, I believe. What were you feeling?
And what was your arrival in Hong Kong like?
It was good. We got there.
And how did the Chinese people react to it?
Very friendly.
Where did you go after you left the boat in Hong Kong?
Went down to Champs Po, the garrison.
And what was the camp like at this time?
Well, like any other army camp. I never thought much of it.
Did your barracks have a name? Was there a certain name given to it?
Yeah, Champs Po.
But the huts themselves, were they broken down into different sections?
No, wait a minute. Oh, you got me there. Yeah, barracks A and B and C and D. No,
I see. Was there any training done at this time in Hong Kong?
Yeah, there was training down there.
What type of training?
It's all for infantry training.
And what was the life like at this time in Hong Kong and the daily routine?
The daily routine before the war broke out was good. Couldn't complain about it.
And the food?
The food was, well, you know what the army food's like.
And what was your reaction when the Japanese first attacked? And where were you at this time?
Well, when the Japanese attacked, we were on the Aberdeen Island. One platoon under Lieutenant Nugent.
And what was your reaction when the planes came over and were bombing Hong Kong?
Well, they weren't bombing us, because we were on the island of Aberdeen, and right off Hong Kong itself, small island.
Did you know that there were Japanese planes right away, or did some think that it was British planes flying over?
No, we knew it was Japanese. There was one Japanese plane that flew over in the channel between the Aberdeen Island and the Hong Kong Island itself, which was shot down, a reconnaissance plane.
When was this, about the same time? Or?
It was about a week. Right during the week that we're in battle.
And can you tell me a bit about the battle, where you went, and different things that happened? This would be approximately between December the 8th and December the
25th. Well, between December the 8th and the time they surrendered, I think the Chinese people that were in our barracks, they knew more about the war going to break out than we did, actually. And from there, when we left our Sham Shapo garrison, we went up to Aberdeen Island. And from Aberdeen Island, we moved off there, and we went up to the reservoir. And from the reservoir, that's when they surrendered.
Mm-hmm. Did you see much fighting at this time, like during these few weeks?
Well, it wasn't that long. It was very little of it.
And how did you find out about the surrender?
Through our lieutenant.
That was just
Nugent.
What were your orders after you heard about the surrender?
To lay down arms and march up the rest of the way.
And where was this at?
At one of the gaps.
One shared gap?
I guess.
Okay, what happened when you got to Wan Chai Gap?
Well, we were told to sit down and wait.
And how long did you have to wait?
Well, it was about an hour and a half when they started marching us around and put us into a building. Mm-hmm. One little lieutenant room there for about 50 people. And
how many men were there at this time?
I believe it was about 50 of them. As we're gone, they were always increasing.
Mm-hmm. Where did they take you from Wan Chai Gap? Where did they take you to? Did they take you right to another camp? Or did you make stops along the way?
No, from after we left this place where they kept us in, when they took us right down to North Point, mm-hmm. prison camp.
And what was it like in this camp?
Rotten.
And what was the camp like itself? A description of it.
Wasn't fit for the dogs. It was bad.
And how long did you stay here, did you fall?
We stayed there about a year and a half. From there we left for Japan proper.
Mm-hmm. What was the daily life like in North Point Camp? Was there still organization among the ranks?
Yes, I believe there was. There still was.
And did you have any specific duties to do?
No. Well, they had work parties going up once in a while. Mm-hmm. But being sick, I didn't go on.
What sickness did you have?
Dysentery and diphtheria.
Were you segregated from any of the men when you did contract these diseases? Or?
No. Yes, we're in the hospital. Anybody that had dysentery or diphtheria, they were sent to the hospital.
Which one was that?
I believe we only had one hospital there on Hong Kong Island.
Okay. How long were you in the hospital and what was the treatment like there?
In the hospital? Oh, about 3 weeks, 12 months. By the treatment, very little of them.
There's hardly any medicines on it?
Right.
And how many other men were in there at the time, or did you know?
Well, there's quite a few. It's filled up with different ones.
And what happened when you went back to the camp?
Back to the camp? We didn't stay too long in the camp after that, because we were moved out to Japan. Mm-hmm. We went out of Yokohama, and from Yokohama we moved over to Tokyo.
Did you go by train or by boat?
From Hong Kong we left by boat.
Mm-hmm. How many men were there at this time on the boat?
Well, it's pretty hard to say how many men was on it.
Can you describe the boat ride at all?
No, we're down the hole. It's impossible to describe.
And what happened when you arrived in Japan?
We stopped at Nagasaki, where they give us tea, green tea. And from there, we're taken to Yokohama. We worked at the shipyard at Yokohama.
Mm-hmm. What were your duties in the shipyard?
Well, I was in the machine shop. I was supposed to be fitting one of the wheels on the shaft and grind it down to fit it, which it didn't work out. So they took me out of there and they put me to sort out the bolts and nuts.
What was the food like at this time in the camp?
Just rice and turnip tops.
And how many times a day?
Well, if you're lucky, about 3 times. Twice.
Did you receive any pay while you were working in the shipyard?
No. Not at all.
And the sickness at this time, was it even worse? And what type of sicknesses were there?
Well, down there I had beriberi. That's all.
And was there many other diseases in the camp?
Well, a lot of guys had dysenteries and all different things.
Let's see. How did the Japanese treat their own men at this time?
Their own men?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if one of their own military men makes a mistake, he gets a clout over the head.
Did this happen quite often?
Quite a few times.
And how long did you stay in this camp?
I think we stayed there about a year, I'm not sure.
Would this be 3D camp, is it?
3D. No, I don't think so. I think 3D was something else. I'm not sure. I'll think about it.
And how did they take you from this camp in Yokohama up to the other camp?
To Tokyo, I think we went by train.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there until the war was over.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall any of this camp, the second camp you were in?
No, I don't. I couldn't tell you the name of the other camp.
And was there any work to do while you were in this camp?
Yeah, unloading coal and loading the barges with rice.
And was there any pay at this time?
No pay at all.
Okay. What about Red Cross parcels? Did you receive any at all while you were in the prison camps?
We received one. The American one. For the Americans. The only Red Cross parcel we ever received.
What about the guards near the end of the war? Was there any change in them at all?
Well, we had some good guards. Us civilians. Some of them were rotten. Some of them were good.
What about the interpreter in the camp? What was he like and what was his name?
I remember his name. Couldn't tell you what his name was.
What was he like? Was he a good translator? Could he speak fluent Japanese and English?
Well, the one they had, he could speak good Japanese.
Did you find out while you were in this camp how the war was progressing? Was there any new prisoners brought in, like American prisoners brought in?
No, somebody had a radio. The ones they made up themselves.
Mm-hmm. What did they make it out of?
That's something I couldn't tell you because nobody else found out.
Did the Japanese ever find the radio?
No, they didn't. It was hidden underneath the bed. And the bed was just a platform. That's all.
Oh, just a wooden platform?
Wooden platform, yes.
How many men were there in a hut at this camp?
Well, they had a rows where there was about 10. Slept on this flat, what you call a bed, eh? Just a platform, about 10 people on one side, 10 on the other.
And at the end of the war, when the Americans began to fly over, do you recall what date it was that they did finally begin to fly over?
Well, we found out something that happened big when all the guards left the prison camp and they ran into the bomb shelter. And after that, we seen some of the raids coming over and one plane came down. Or some of the pilots, not a pilot, but some of the people, Americans, bailed out of the plane. And that was during the night time.
And they made it to the camp, did they?
No. Well, we heard it's a shot later on. So we figured probably he shot himself instead of taking him being taken to prison.
And when did they finally start dropping supplies?
The day the war was over, they started dropping supplies.
And what was the reaction of the men? Well, what type of supplies were dropped?
Well, it was everything there. Clothing, chocolates and everything else. I guess everybody was happy. The war was over.
And how long was it between the time that they first started dropping the supplies and the time you did leave the camp?
They dropped it one day and Americans came in 2 days after with the landing barges and they picked us up.
And how did they take you out?
Landing barges. Took us out.
And where did they take you to?
They took us aboard the aircraft carrier. I couldn't recall the name at all. From there we left for Philippines, pardon me.
What happened aboard the aircraft carrier? Did they give you new clothes and medical exams?
They dropped clothes for us. We had clothes and they gave us some more clothes.
And a medical exam, did they give you one on the boat?
No. We didn't have no medical examination on the boat.
Okay. And what's the Philippines, and what happened there?
The Philippines, we left there and we came back to Canada. We stayed there about a month. Mm-hmm.
And what went on there?
His social life. Mm-hmm. Out.
How many men were there at this time? In your group?
Well, I can't recall how many was it.
And how about going from the Philippines? Did you go right to Vancouver, Victoria, or did you make other stops along the way?
No, we went down from the Philippines. We went into San Francisco.
Was this by boat?
By boat. Mm-hmm. To San Francisco, and then we had a brief stop there for, I believe, 5 hours, 5 or 6 hours, and then we got aboard the train. We came back to Vancouver by train. Mm-hmm. Then we went to Victoria.
And what happened there?
I went for a medical there. And then we got our leave. Mm-hmm. And our pay, some of it advanced.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you stay in Victoria?
Well, I stayed there about a month. Month and a half. I came back to Winnipeg. Mm-hmm.
And were you discharged right away, or?
No, we weren't discharged at all right away because we had our leave coming. We had a month's leave, we were on leave, and then we reported back to Tuxedo Barracks to go through for our discharge. Mm-hmm. Through medical and everything else, and we got a discharge.
And when did you get your discharge?
I believe February the 28th, if I'm correctly.
That would be a 46.
Right.
And did you return to work right away?
No. It takes my time.
And what did you do during this time?
Bobbing around.
Did you stay in the city?
Yes, I stayed in the city. Mm-hmm. Now I decided to have a good time for a while before I started something down there.
And when did you finally start a job?
Well, I had quite a few jobs. The jobs at that time was pretty hard to get.
Mm-hmm. And at what places did you work?
Quite a few places. Worked at Ski Park Iron Mines. Missionary, and now at Bristol Aerospace.
In what position?
Chief analyst.
Really has a lot to do with the pensions and everything.
Well, personally myself, about the pensions, I think they should be increasing actually. Mm. After all, when you're giving up your life, what the person goes through, I think they should do better.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel you were treated from the end of the war until well, I guess it would be about 1964-65.
By the government?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty hard to say. Because when they tell you to, when they send you a letter to go down for your medical, I mean, it's up to you whether you want to go down for your medical or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's each individual, I think.
Yeah. But since that time, would you say that you have been treated fairly? Like, I guess it would be all 64, 65 up until now?
Well, I don't know. I think there is a pension.